Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Dan Schaefer. All three of us are born and raised in Wisconsin, correct? Jane Mattenair, producer.
Yes.
Do you identify more as being from Wisconsin or being from the Midwest? I know that those are kind of one of the same, but is there one that you feel like you reference more?
It's definitely Wisconsin for me.
Dan?
Wisconsin, absolutely.
I feel like the same thing. I feel like I don't say as much. Even when I was living in California, I feel like I was like, I'm from Wisconsin. And I felt like, instead of being like, oh, I'm a Midwesterner. Like, I don't feel like people identify as like their region as much, do they?
That's because there's too much animosity between Illinois and Wisconsin and Illinois and Iowa and Minnesota and everyone.
Well, you lived in Minnesota for a second, didn't you?
I did.
Do you have more, warmer feelings towards Minnesota or for Illinois?
I would say a little more towards Minnesota than Illinois.
You have more people that you're like, oh, you're all right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right. It's a pretty state. There's not much in Illinois. Sorry.
What about you, Dan? Do you have which state do you have the most or least animosity towards in the Midwest?
It's all like sports related animosity, right? So I don't know. St. Louis in the Midwest, I don't like the Cardinals too much.
That's a good segue into what I wanted to talk about. Because did you share this? Did I find this WAPO article from you?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I don't know where I saw this.
I'll take credit, though.
It was totally Dan. So Washington Post published an article last week, and it said the most Midwestern things on Earth, according to data. And it's from Andrew Van Dam, who's a data journalist. And they basically took Airbnb listings and specifically looked at the descriptions of all of these Airbnb listings and how, like, the prevalency of how often people like refer to themselves or to their listings as Midwestern. But then they also looked into like the things that were in the spots. And so they did the first thing that they tried to do was like, what is the Midwest? And like, which states actually fall into the Midwest? And so they basically, with that measure, it was share of Airbnb listings, including the word, quote, Midwest. And so who do you think, which state do you think has the most Airbnb listings identifying their listing as a Midwestern stay?
I'm going to ask Jane to answer this because I'm looking at the answer.
Oh, you're already cheating. Okay.
Oh, you cheated. I'm gonna guess Minnesota.
No.
No.
Iowa.
Really?
Yeah. And Iowa's first, and I think we are third.
Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
And one of the things that they said was that the states that had a larger urban population, so Illinois, Ohio, and Michigan, reference being Midwestern less because it was more of a like more rural areas or more rural locations were more likely to have that in their description of themselves or them.
I have to wonder if Iowa doesn't just want to separate itself from itself. We're not really that Iowa. We're Midwestern. Come on.
We're super Midwestern. And so according to this, Missouri is in the Midwest. It's like on that using that scale, it's like a lighter shade of blue, but it's darker than South Dakota. And so, but what I thought was really interesting, are you also looking at this answer, Dan? If not, I'll just ask Jane. But what do you think the most quintessential Midwest thing ended up being, according to this data?
Can I get a
domestic light beer?
Fair.
Can I get, is it a, animal, vegetable, can you?
Mineral? It is an animal.
It is an ant. Cows?
No.
Not cows?
Walleye.
What?
Yeah, it was walleye.
Come
walleye
on.
Was the thing, the Midwestern thing. And then it became some of the, like, two most Midwestern words were heartland, which I think makes sense. I mean, you do work for the, what is it, Heartland Signal?
Yeah.
So that's like the Heartland.
Well, that makes sense.
The next one was Lutheran, which was surprising to me, but is that just because Wisconsin's more predominantly Catholic?
Yeah. I would say this, the sentence in Indiana, Iowa, probably even in Minnesota, I bet there's a very strong Lutheran population.
Why are people writing about that in their Airbnb listing?
Because there's a church nearby?
That's true. Fair. That's good.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. I mean, I was raised Lutheran, so I think that's, you know, probably an important factor for people to point out that there's a Lutheran church nearby.
That is a good point. So, yeah, so this was the percentage of Airbnb's listings using each word that are concentrated in the 12 states of the Midwest. Number one was walleye, then heartland, conservatory, Lutheran, rehabbed, bluegill, blacktop, glacial, smallmouth, well, I don't even know what that is, supper, orchestra, largemouth, snowmobile, Amish, paddle boat.
It's a very outdoorsy type of list there, you know.
Absolutely. What's a smallmouth and largemouth? Are those fish? They're sea bass. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a bass.
It is National Fishing Month. Did you know there was National Fishing Month, Dan? Are you a fisherman?
I did not. I don't pay it. I'm not really a fisherman. I like fishing.
You know, it was a big fisher. Our mutual friend who's a big fisher that always surprises me when he reminds me that he's gone fishing. Matt Wild.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Always surprises.
Yeah, I don't like fishing, but I like going to hang out. So
you like drinking the light beer?
Yeah, I like going and having a Miller High Life and sitting on a boat. I don't know about like the actual fishing part, but I will absolutely be like the guy who's just down for a pretty chill hang.
That's awesome. Yeah. See, I feel like I'm too loud. I feel like people wouldn't want me to go fishing with them because I'd just be talking. They'd be like, "Shut up." All right. Well, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about self-compassion and if any of us have it. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.